program?
Yeah, he's matured in a lot of different ways, and that's really our job, is to help these guys go from young men to men and hopefully see them grow on the field, off the field, academically, and continue to reach their full potential. And sometimes it's, you know, pat them on the back, other times it's some tough love, but he's got a great heart, he's got a great family, and he's got high standards. So I'm excited about what he's done so far, and obviously I think it's really special for him to be back this weekend.
What do you see from the development when you guys first got him?
Funny, I was telling somebody today, for coaching Matt is a little bit tricky because at such a young age, he was such a talented player. When he was played up and did very well, and then when he was amongst his peers, he was so much more physically developed that he would just walk on the field and you could kind of pencil in like 3, 4, or 5 points.
Right.
And as a guy that had to work hard for everything, you know, you don't understand that. You know, you're working. So with Matt, now that he's in college and everybody's athletic and everybody's talented, the playing field's a little more level. So with a guy like that, you realize what he can be. Our job is to help continue to be positive, yet keep challenging him every day. To realize you're going to get everybody's best shot. You're already playing against guys 3 years old. They were talented too. And you gotta keep working. So now it's okay, if you wanna continue to be the player you've always been, how much are you willing to invest? How hard are you gonna work every day? Are you gonna stay in shape? Are you gonna work in the weight room? Are you gonna stay after practice? Because candidly, he didn't really have to do that to be pretty successful. Now he worked hard, but he didn't have to work as hard as maybe some other people. And I think that's what I've been most impressed with him, is we've moved the needle on him, and he's embraced that. You know, at times, you know, it took him a little while at times to be consistent with it, but we'd always go back to, hey, how good do you want to be? And that's all you needed to say, and he was willing to invest it. Not only because he had high goals, because he's a team-first guy, and he wanted to help the team. And that's something that, being such a highly regarded player, you won't find a more unassuming team-first guy than Matt, who absolutely loves his teammates.
Could you sense he was excited coming home to play on this big stage?
Absolutely. You know, and that's something that, you know, we've been talking about here with him. And, you know, you just kind of randomly, it's like, man, it'd be great to be in Philly, huh? He's like, yeah. And Philly to me is a lot like New York and Boston guys. There's a lot of pride. There's a lot of passion. You know, like, it's your turf, and you're different. You're tough. You know, you're hard-nosed. Like, you love your boys. You're faithful to your city, and there's no better place, and there's no other place you'd rather be from, no other place you'd rather go back to. And it's really cool to see. You know, they wear their high school stuff. They wear their club stuff. They wear their Philly stuff. They wear their Sixers stuff. Not quite as much lately. But even when we went to a Wizards-Phillies game, or I mean, Sixers game, the guys wore their stuff. They're still rocking it. So, and they all stick together. There's, like, you know, whether it's, you know, the Rocky mentality, there's a sense of toughness here that the guys are proud to say, yeah, I'm from Philly. I'm a Philly guy. And that's
cool. He's on a mission.
I think, you know, being here, hopefully will bring out the best in him. And I thought he played great last week, realizing that he played very well, but he wasn't trying to do it all himself. He was in the game con. He was facilitating. But when the time came, he was decisive, and he was willing to take the shot and make the pass. And I thought that was really good because it garners a lot of attention. And a lot of times it's easy for a player to have the ball just die with him and try to make it happen and pass through three people. And the ball dies and everybody stands around. And he's been really good at picking his spots, realizing he needs to get everybody else involved if we're going to go where we want to go.
You guys had an offensive output. Was that last week out of character for you guys? And then, is it impossible to maybe some carryover?
I'll be the first to say, to score 9 goals against a great team like Carolina in the first half, that was surprising to all of us. You know, like, and you're always going to dream big and anticipate that you're going to play well. You know, listening to certain days, I've been on the good side and the bad side. Just some breakdowns and against tough, you know, Coach Bresci does a great job with Carolina. They have good players. You know, things just kind of fell into place, and when we got some opportunities, we made the most of them. So it's going to be harder tomorrow. You know, Hopkins is just buttoned some things up. They played us before. I think it's going to be a little harder to get to, you know, that 10 goal. But I think if we can do a good job, play fast, be efficient, play clean, that will help. Because last week we really minimized our turnovers, and it's hard to do against a team like Carolina that does pressure you.
Going back to the Hopkins thing, you've seen Hopkins on film the past two games against Virginia and Syracuse, two games that they faced during the previous season. Very different from playing them than the first time back in College Park.
You know, I mean, their personnel is pretty much the same. You know, they've added a couple wrinkles or two, but they're still doing a lot of the same things. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, the option in football. Like, they have some sets and some patterns, and, you know, there are things that some other people do, but they just do it really well. And, you know, their execution, their timing, they play very clean. They don't throw the ball away much. They're moving, probing. And then when you break down, they are really slick. They're unselfish. They're very good off ball. They understand each other. And if you have breakdowns, they'll carve you up inside. And if you don't slide, they'll step down and shoot. And if you don't slide, they'll run by you. So it's choose your poison. All seven guys, including the goalie, have to be on the same page. We've got to make sure we're in the right sets. We realize who's hot, and then we got to make sure we fill. It's a tall order. I mean, you can look at what they've done and what they did to us. They are on a roll.
And you've been here previously, most recently last year. What's different from this weekend than the previous weekends?
You know, we just got here yesterday, so just having the walkthrough. Obviously, being in Philly, I think, is a little bit unique. It's our first time here. We've been to Baltimore one more time with Maryland. I'd been there to the Final Four in Baltimore one other time. So just a kind of a little different feel, a little different vibe. Certainly not better or worse, but different. Still great. It's special to be here. This team is a little bit, I think, older in certain ways. You know, we threw out our top group last year, and there were a lot of freshmen out there. Colin Heacock, Timmy Rotans, Matt Rambo, Connor Cannizzaro, Isaiah Davis Allen. We looked nervous last year. So I'm hoping that this year that investment pays off. The second time around, you know, we can take that deep breath collectively and just grow from that and play a little bit cleaner.
Earlier you mentioned kind of picking your poison against the Hopkins offense. Last time you guys kind of, whether you picked it or not, the poison was Ryan Brown. Do you consider picking a different poison this time?
Well, what was unique, if you go back to that game, Ryan probably scored in almost any way you could score. And again, that's a great, like, to me, that's what tells you what a great job Bobby Benson does with their offense. It's not predictable in terms of this guy's always going to be here. He dodged bias and scored. He scored man up. He scored off fast breaks. He scored inside. He scored on the left side. He scored coming around the goal. So it's hard, you know, to say, all right, well, if we do this one thing, it'll stop him. If you focus too much on everybody else, Ryan will get you. If you just take away Ryan, there'll be other cracks, and they have capable guys. So we've got to have a real keen sense of personnel, strengths, tendencies, and other teams have known that too and still not gotten it done. So it'll force us to make sure we do a good job and be as coordinated as possible and see if we can learn some lessons. You know, maybe not show as much, maybe not slide as much, maybe slide a little bit more at times, take away transition, not foul as much, being a little more disciplined. That certainly will help us. You know, it doesn't mean we're going to stop them, but hopefully that gives us a better chance.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
You got it.
Stop.